Listen to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I'm Lucy Melman. This is Naive Melodies. I am the host for the next hour, but I am actually covering Andrew's spot. Andrew usually hosts the fantastic show Andromeda. Today I am here taking over, doing a sub slot for him. Yeah, I don't have too many plans for today. Might play some vinyl, so I've been kind of looking around for some vinyl, because Sorry, I'm just moving some things around the station. There's so much in the station, so much vinyl, that it's almost hard to find. So I'm going to put on... I'll take you back to automation while I get a little more set up, a little bit flustered. I'll apologize here. But my plan is to play this. It's The Cure's Lullaby, but it seems to maybe have some remixes in this series. I'm not sure. I'm going to play it and see what happens. I'm just kind of curious how it'll go. So I'm going to switch this back to Automation. That's going to play for a second while I get set up, and then we're going to listen to this very short series of maybe a Lullaby remix. We'll see, though. Okay.
Thank you.
So that was Lullaby by The Cure, but it was some kind of remix. I'm not entirely sure what it was. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I'm going to go ahead. This is my first time really playing vinyl super consistently. I did it last time on my show for a little bit, and I just kind of wanted to mess around and give it a shot. I'm going to go back. I'm going to transition back into Rivendell. I just don't want to leave too much or any dead air on as I'm kind of moving about and getting a good feel for this. So I'm going to give you guys back some automation and then come back at you with either Cure or maybe some General Public. Have not decided yet.
Oh yeah. are so cheap, but they can turn out expensive. Words like conviction can turn into a sentence. Held your hands, rings, but not on the finger. He does and dance, but I'm scared to go much further with it. Just hop a chance, make sure that what that you hear about next night tonight. It always leaves me searching for it.
Hanging on the line, waiting to be picked. Same old story every time I ask a favor of you. Boss and hold me back, so that we don't twin, so that you don't lose so long, I don't know. Understand why you always smile.
sounds a little weird at times. I'll give you two reasons why. One is that I found this record, you know, in its sleeve that you would expect, but it also had a Frankie Goes Hollywood album that I guess someone had just put in the same sleeve, so those have been kind of banging against each other, which is not ideal, but that's okay. That and also I'm kind of just getting the hang of using all this vinyl. It's all new for me on air, but super fun. Yeah, and then also there's a lot of cool effects we have, so I'm kind of messing around with those. I can't imagine that it all sounds very good, but it's all in the name of experimentation. If you guys are enjoying it, and if you aren't, I understand. It might be a little bit jarring to hear some of the effects.
Tonight. We have
So that was Burning Bright by General Public. Yeah, I hope everyone's enjoying. I'm going to play a quick PSA, and hopefully I'll get us set up with another record. I'm going to play a Bob Marley and the Wailers song. I was going to say for my mom, it's Mother's Day. Hope everyone's having a good Mother's Day, wishing their moms a happy Mother's Day if they have a mother in their life, or thinking any kind of mother figure if they have one. And just having a good day. That's really all I have to say. Not too much else that I have to add, really. But my mom loves General Public. I love my mom. So it felt like a good call to play some General Public, also because I love them, and also because I found an album, and I was getting a little bit antsy because I was like, I don't know what to play, and I'm looking through all these albums, and there's so many good choices, and I can't find, like, what I keep thinking of, like, a specific band, and then I can't find it, and I get flustered instead of just, like, kind of looking through. I'm a newbie here with the vinyl, that was for my mom, and I'm also going to play One Love by Bob Marley and the Wailers for my mom. She loves that song a lot. I just remember her always, always singing in that, but she talked about how much she loved that song when I was a kid. So, yeah, this next song I will play... I'm looking at the PSAs, and there's this one that I was about to play that I was like, you know what, actually, maybe I won't play that one. I'm going to play this one, which seems to be less, one of these was a little bit, I'm like, oh, like, that might be kind of polarizing. This is a mental health PSA, so I feel like I'm in the clear for not being too polarizing with this choice.
Hire African American community to the hidden issue of mental health problems. Share your story.
My sadness and depression grew out of giving myself to my career before I would give myself to myself. And then I am out there speaking in front of thousands of people with a smile pasted on my face, but dying on the inside. Hiding sadness makes you more and more sad because it closes you off. And I think that being able to talk about it is so liberating. Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing. And the most revolutionary and healing thing that Black people can do right now is to love one another.
This is Terry Williams, co-founder of the Stay Strong Foundation. It's time for us to wake up, stand up, and speak up. Together we can do this. Search online for stories that heal. We must share ourselves. Healing starts with us. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
You heard it here first, folks. I hope everyone enjoyed that PSA. I hope everyone likes what I've got coming for you now.
One love, one heart, let's join together and I'll be.
So that was Simmer Down by Bob Marley. Yeah, I've been kind of just messing around on the record player today with vinyl. I usually don't do that. In fact, I've never really done that before. I've done it once last week at my show, but I kind of stuck with one vinyl and alternated between using my computer and barely really played too much vinyl. I messed around with a little bit with the effects. I did that a little bit more today, as you can tell. Still getting the hang of it clearly by the fact that I just probably just doesn't sound very good coming from me yet, but hopefully soon. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I want to play next. Super kind of last, well, not last minute show, but just kind of less organized than my others. Just a subspot of me kind of having fun, I guess, in the midst of finals when I probably should be doing that instead. But I think I have the song I want to play next for you guys. This next one is Mama by Roy Orbison. Love this song, and it's Mother's Day today. Yeah, I have a lot of really good and lovely mother figures in my life, like my grandmothers and, of course, my mom. It's a great day. I don't know. This will also maybe be my Gram's dedication, too. I do a dedication to my grandmother each and every week, and this week is no different. Pretty much any show. So any show I ever do will have a Gram's dedication. Yeah, and this one also has a dedication to essentially any woman who feels like a mom. So that's my mom, that's Gramsy, that's Grandma Maria, that's Claudia, that's, yeah, but especially my mom. Mom, I love you so much. I miss you a whole lot. Happy Mom's Day, Happy Mother's Day. I don't know how you put up with my brother and I for so long, but Jack and I love you a whole lot, and I'm really grateful for you. So Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Mama just had to call, oh mama, your baby boy just had his heart broken in two. She said we're through, but to send her best to you. I'd like to run to you, Mama. I'd come home today, leave right away, but things won't work that way. Gotta stay, be a man, if I can. I don't know. I called her tonight. No, not at home. Yeah, you're probably right. Yes, I'll take care of myself. No, I'll be all right. I'll go to bed early tonight. Oh, Mama, tell Dad I think of him, Mama. How's Uncle Joe and my puppy Coco? Tell them hello. Oh, better go. But gosh, I loved you so. Mama, don't worry so much, darling Mama. Now Mama, don't cry, just say goodbye. Can't have us both in tears. Oh Mom, you know me. Yes, I'll always be your baby through all the years.
So that was Mama by Roy Orbison for my mom and all the mothers out there, mother figures in my life. This last song, I'm going to try to play one more before my time is up, is Happy Birthday by the Altered Images. It's no one's birthday, but every year on my birthday when I was a kid, my mom used to wake me up with this song and like get up even if she had work and just like get up early and like put this song on and dance. I think it's a testament to my mom. She's the most incredible woman in the world and I love her a lot, and it's Mother's Day. And this one reminds me of her. Alright, that was, started to play another song there, but yeah, I'm feeling a bit like an amateur today, just with the kind of, just kind of messed around for most of the day with the vinyl, which is something I haven't got the chance to do before, so it really does feel like this is like my first day ever doing, radio, but it's not, but it feels like it. I don't know. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great rest of their Sunday, is hopefully getting through finals if they're currently in school. And yeah, this has been Lucy Melman filling in for Andrew. Andrew shows the Andromeda. Recommend you listen to it whenever it's back on. Yeah, but this is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
said, how come everyone knows how to play? I didn't know it was a game. She said, how come everyone knows how to play? I didn't know it was a game. He said, it never was a game to me. I really am not to blame. She said, how come everyone knows how to play? I didn't know it was a game.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.